The film version of Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil was filmed at the historic Mercer House. Built in the 1860s, today it is owned by Dorothy Kingery.
We love the history of this house. It's a great house. It was designed by General Hugh Mercer, who was grandfather of songwriter Johnny Mercer.
In 1969, her brother Jim Williams bought the house.
In the 60s, Savannah lost a lot of fine, fine structures, but this was going to be torn down. Jim bought it and spent 2 years doing a full restoration. Jim was my brother. He came to Savannah when he was 21 years of age. And when he got to Savannah, he recognized what he called a city filled with historic treasures, old houses in need of saving.
But that is not why Williams and the house are famous. It was the shooting death of his assistant Danny Hassford in 1981 that inspired the book the film was based on. Williams was tried 4 times for the crime before finally winning his acquittal. Joseph Marinelli of the Savannah Convention and Visitor Bureau says the book turned Savannah into a tourist destination.
I think the book is 12, 13, 14 years old now, and to this day, it's still a major tourism driver for our city. It's fun to watch tourists walk through our city and see the houses that are talked about in the book, or the bars that are talked about.
It was the great interest in the house by fans of the book and movie that prompted Kingery to open Mercer House to the public.
For many, many years, when people would come because of the book and stand outside my house and photograph me when I was leaving to go running in the park. True. I thought that I could continue and somehow maintain my privacy, but it wasn't possible. And finally, I turned the corner. You know how one can turn a corner? I went from trying to protect myself and my privacy to realizing that I wanted Jim to be known by these people.
As the New York Times wrote in its review of the book, this might be the first true crime book that makes the reader want to call a travel agent to book an extended weekend at the scene of the crime. For producer Roger Xu, Elaine Lu, VOA.